Now back to the post-game show on the Iron Pigs Radio Network.
Sam Mines with you here. 10:34 now here in the Valley, and the Pigs are victorious by a final score of 6-1. And what a bizarre 6-1 it was. If you missed the first inning, you missed basically everything that happened in what was a wild game. And so because of that, why don't we go over just how it happened and take you through the timeline of events that got us to where we are today, with the Pigs having split a doubleheader with the Mudhens, losing game one, winning game two. It was their first doubleheader game loss of a year, but they're now 5-1 in six doubleheader games this year. So good luck charm for the Pigs. Now, it all started off as it usually does in the first inning, but in the top of the first inning, and it looked like things were going to get ugly yet again. Remember, Mark Appel struggled early on in the first game of the series. In the first inning, he allowed base hits to the first three guys and four of the first five, which led to two runs ultimately on four hits. In the first inning of this game, in the top of the first, it started with an Alex Presley walk. Now, following that, there was a ground out to first base. James Loney hit a double, and then Michael Almanzar stepped to the plate.
They're on the corners. Lively delivers, swung on and ripped out towards right field, base hit. Scoring from third is Presley. Williams guns to second to try to double up the runner, force him. But he is safe, and it's an RBI single. Almanzar.
And from there on, you've got to start thinking, oh man, is this going to happen again? Are the Pigs going to, you know, struggle for the second straight game? Is Lively going to go down the same hole that Appel did in inning one? But Lively, on the next batter, which was Efren Navarro, would wiggle his way out of this first inning.
They're on first and second, one away. Pitcher swung on a ground ball to third, could be two. Featherston to second for one, all the way back to first. Scooped out by Hoskins. It's an inning-ending double play.
And what a big double play it was, because things were about to get weird, but good, in the bottom of the first inning. Now, the Iron Pigs, what they're about to do, what I'm about to tell you, they did this all with one hit. Here, Roman Quinn opens it up with a four-pitch walk. You want to talk about bad ideas if you're the opposition to the Iron Pigs. Putting a guy with that kind of speed on first base with four pitches, well, that's exactly what happened. Four pitches to Quinn, base runner number one. A walk to J.P. Crawford, base runner number two. A walk to Cameron Perkins, base runner number three. Then Dylan Cousins stepped to the plate.
Bases loaded, nobody out. The payoff to Cousins is high and away, ball four. And the Pigs tie it on a walk. Make it four straight walks to begin the inning. And it's a 1-1 game, and still Cuevas in a whole lot of trouble here in the first inning.
Now the Pigs would get two more runs on the next at bat, which would be Rhys Hoskins, thanks to an error on Almanzar. That would make it 3-1. And then on the next batter, Nick Williams, the Pigs would tack on again.
Second and third, still nobody out. Pitch home, swung on a ground ball. Right side ranging to his left and gloving as Diaz fumbles. Can't recover in time. All hands safe as another run scores. Williams reaches, and it's 4-0 Lehigh Valley.
And then Taylor Featherston stepped to the plate.
Again, they're on the corner as Williams on first leads off and goes. Pitch on the way, swung on and poked out right there. It is a base hit. Featherston dumps one in the right field. Down from third to score Hoskins. Williams never stops running. He traipses his way to third on the RBI single. Taylor Featherston, the first hit of the inning, yet 5-1 Lehigh Valley. How do you like every itty-bitty little piece of this?
And then Logan Moore stepped up to the plate.
Tag the runner. Catch made. Rhys Hoskins scores easily on a sack fly. And on the first pitch, give Moore his seventh RBI. Keep in mind, he has only played in five games.
6-1. That's how the inning ended for the Iron Pigs. And I'll tell you what, that was really just about it, because following that inning, all I have left in terms of highlights is a tremendous Cameron Perkins catch.
And the pitch swung on and roped to left. Perkins dives and makes a great play in left.
And then, of course, the finale,
So look to him tomorrow and hopefully gets back to the win column. As the pitch is swung on, could do it. A pop-up by third. Featherston near the back, underneath it, makes the catch. Ball game over. Pigs fly, pigs fly, pigs fly to a split as they take the nightcap by the final score of 6-1.
And I imagine that's exactly the way the pigs would like it to be. You go up 6-1 in the first inning of a 7-inning game, you don't want any more action. That's it. Just finish it off, and that's exactly what happened. For the Pigs, 6 runs, 5 hits, no errors, and it was a costly first inning, as for the Mudheads, 1 run, 5 hits, but all 3 errors of theirs coming in the first. For Toledo, they were 2-for-3 with runners in scoring position, left 4 on base. For the Piggies, they were 1-for-10 with runners in scoring position. Remember, they did most of that damage thanks to errors and walks. 7 left on base. Ben Lively was masterful. 6 innings, 4 hits, 1 run. It was earned. 1 walk, struck out 4. Adam Morgan came on. He gave us 1 inning. He gave up 1 hit, but that would be it. For Cuevas, on the other hand, he pitched 39 pitches. He did not record an out. He gave up 1 hit, 6 runs, 5 earned, 4 walks. He did not make it out of the first inning. Angel Nesbitt came on, 1 hit, 1 walk, 3 strikeouts. Dustin Molikan, 1 inning, 1 strikeout. Mike Zagurski, former Pig, 1 inning, 1 hit, 2 strikeouts. Bruce Rendon, 1 inning, 1 hit, 1 walk, 2 strikeouts. Edward Mujica, a former Pig, 1 inning, 1 hit, 2 strikeouts. Time of the game, 2 hours, 8 minutes, in front of 8,424 very happy Pigs fans. 53 degrees during the game out at Coca-Cola Park. And that is your wrap for a 6-1 Iron Pigs win.